Swamiji Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachadi Sakarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare I think the most attractive place right now is right over there, the Jagannath's mercy in the form of prasad. Very nice that so many persons, just repeating what Rupa said, so many persons from so many distant places came simply to honor Jagannath and to take the association of the devotees. This Jagannath Rath Yatra has a very wonderful history within ISKCON. One of the devotee children, young girl in our St. Louis congregation, about, what's her age, about 8 years old, gave me a very nice card, Rath Yatra card. And she was describing, 8-year-old girl, describing Srila Prabhupada's meditation when he was a young boy and wanted to have Rath Yatra in his neighborhood in Calcutta, because Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan, his father was a Vaishnav. And so his father took his young son to Jagannath Puri to see Jagannath Rath Yatra. And his young son, Abai, was so moved in a spirit of devotion that he wanted very much for his father to arrange for him to have Jagannath Rath Yatra right in his neighborhood in Calcutta. And Gaur Mohan, you can only imagine, an elevated Vaishnav, hearing his small boy wanting to have his own Rath Yatra. So he was very happy. So they went to look to see for possible Rath Yatra carts. This is what this 8-year-old person in our congregation was sharing with me, in writing, with diagrams. Nice drawing so I could understand the story. And they went to see one cart, and the person wanted so much, too many rupees. And so his father decided no. So what did Abai do? He started to cry. And he was crying and crying, and somebody passed by and saw this little boy crying and asked, "Why are you crying?" And he explained, "I want to have Jagannath Rath Yatra, but I don't have a cart. I want a cart for Jagannath Rath Yatra." She said, "I have a cart." And together, Gaur Mohan and Abai went with this lady to go see the cart, and it was very, very old and needed lots of repair. So Gaur Mohan asked, "How much?" And the price was a very reasonable price. So they took the cart home, they fixed up the cart, and Srila Prabhupada had engaged everybody. "You make the prasadam, you make the garlands." Even as a small boy, Prabhupada said this about himself, "I was always a leader." Even when he was a small boy, he was a leader, because it was his nature. And what was it? What was he leading people to? To Krishna, even as a small boy. So someone made the prasad, and someone decorated the cart, and someone led the kirtan, and Jagannath went for Rath Yatra. And that impression that a pure devotee, even as a small child, received, carried with him throughout his life. So that when he was the acharya of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the first major public festival that he engaged the devotees in was Jagannath Rath Yatra. So Malati can tell us about the first Jagannath Rath Yatra in San Francisco. She was directly involved in that, right? And from that, the expansion from Rath Yatra in San Francisco, London, and all of our major centers all around the world have some form of public festival, and here in St. Louis, this is our, after so many years, our first annual Jagannath Rath Yatra. And I noticed many children in the audience who are taking part in pulling the rope and dancing in the kirtan and seeing the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. And those very same impressions that Srila Prabhupada received when he was a small boy have also been received now by all the children who participated in Jagannath Rath Yatra. And in this way, the mercy of Lord Jagannath is being passed on. This is how the awakening of Krishna consciousness takes place. Those that have bhakti, by the nature of a Vaishnava that has bhakti, they want to give as a gift, please take it, this gift of devotion to the personality of God. It is actually something that's already within each one of us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabonoi Shravanadi, beginning with Shravana, beginning with the process of hearing. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, our consciousness becomes purified. The original Krishna consciousness simply awakens by the process of Shravana and following Shravana, Kirtana, and following Shravana and Kirtana, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, deity worship, and so forth. But it begins with hearing and chanting and receiving the holy name. The essence of Jagannath Rath Yatra is this kirtan. We just heard from the park official, we can speak with a loudspeaker, but our kirtan has to be not amplified because there's a wedding going on. Something like that. Softly. But we want persons to receive the mercy of Lord Jagannath. So certainly a universal way to receive the mercy of Lord Jagannath is through the prasad, at the prasadam booth. But the mercy of Lord Jagannath is also just seeing his darshan, his very, very beautiful form, joined with hearing and chanting. And remembering the mercy of Lord Jagannath that we're all the recipients of. The three of us and some others in the audience are disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So we directly receive that mercy, and you are also directly receiving that same mercy, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by this instruction to conduct Rath Yatra festivals as he did when he was a small boy. And may those impressions, especially amongst the young participants, stay with you and grow each year as your Krishna consciousness, as a family, grows further and further in wanting to glorify the holy name and bring the mercy of Lord Jagannath into the world. I'm looking forward to seeing an ocean of people coming next year and a double ocean coming the following year. I'm sure this festival will grow and grow in popularity. So because I made reference to Malati and her experience with the first Rath Yatra in San Francisco, I'm going to invite Malati to speak. She's one of our GBC governing body commission representatives in the entire world. Takes a lot of responsibility for overseeing the standards in New Vrindavan and Detroit and places in Florida, and there's so many services, I can't list them all. Many of you know her already. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Raghunath Swami Ki. So for how many people out there was this your first Rath Yatra? How many of you had the first Rath Yatra this year? Oh, okay. And did all of you pick up that rope and help pull Lord Jagannath? Yes? Well, you think you were pulling Lord Jagannath, and in one level you were, but you have to know it was only happening because he allows you to do it. Otherwise, it's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he is moving, coming and going by his own free will. So we think we're pulling him, but actually he's pulling us back home, back to Godhead. In 1967, before quite a few of you were born, and in the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement, there were no deities, and Lord Jagannath had not yet appeared. And around early March, it so happened that I was in a small import shop in San Francisco, and I came across three barrels with colorful little wooden figurines. I had no idea what they were, but I was attracted because they were colorful. They were black with a red smile, white with a red smile, yellow with a red smile. And so I picked one up, the black one with the red smile, and I was looking at it, and on the bottom it had a small little sticker that said Made in India. So of course, we know that Krishna, Lord Jagannath, cannot be made anywhere. He advents by his own desire, his own will. But nonetheless, he also allows this illusion of being made in India. And I was immediately attracted because in my very naive way, because I'd only been somewhat of a devotee for two months, you know, something like that, I thought, oh, India. Well, Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada, he comes from India. And all these nice activities that we're now doing, chanting Hare Krishna and eating wonderful Krishna prasadam, all this comes from India. I was thinking like that. So this, whatever it is, comes from India, so it must be special. So I just took it, and I brought it to my apartment. Now, actually, in those days, we didn't have any deities, and we actually had only a very few photographs or pictures of Krishna. We didn't know so much. Actually, we had three pictures of Krishna at that point. One with Radha and Krishna, one with Krishna and a cow, and another picture with Krishna in Vrindavan. So those are the only images we knew. And as a result, I didn't connect this little figurine with Krishna at all. It was from India. So that seemed something special. And I brought it in my apartment, and we put it on a little shelf. We meaning my husband and myself. But after a little while, my husband and Mukunda, one of the very early disciples, my husband's name was Shyam Sundar, they took this little figurine to Srila Prabhupada. They wanted to know, since it was from India, if he knew what it was. And they brought it to his room. And they put it on a little metal box, a little metal trunk that he was using as a desk. And also it kept all of his belongings. Very simple living. So what happened was a little astonishing to them. When they put this down, Srila Prabhupada made his obeisances. And they were just, you know, they didn't know what to think. What is happening? So he said, where did you get this? And they're looking at each other, and they said, well, Malati got it. And they said, call her. So he had one assistant, and that person ran downstairs. Srila Prabhupada's room was on the fifth floor of this building. And I was in the temple, which was at the bottom ground, and I was cooking. In those days, I was quite often cooking in the kitchen. And he quickly said, Swamiji wants to see you. So I just immediately turned off all the burners and I ran upstairs. There was an elevator, but it was very slow and I was very young, and in those days I could run up five flights of stairs before the elevator. And I went to the Srila Prabhupada's store, and I came in a little bit hesitantly. I was wondering what was going on, because he hadn't told me. He just said he wants to see you. But when I came in, I saw the little figurine was there. So I was wondering what was going to happen. And he asked me, so you have got this? I said, yes. He said, were there others? And I was thinking, yeah, there was barrels full of them. I said, yes, lots. He goes, no, two others, different. And I said, yes, yes, because I remembered the white-faced one and the yellow-faced one. And he told me to bring them. He said, bring them. And he immediately turned to Shyam Sundar and he said, Shyam Sundar, can you carve large? And he indicated a certain height. For whatever reason, he indicated a particular height. And immediately Shyam Sundar agreed, yes, yes, you could do that. And then Srila Prabhupada explained to us the basic story of Lord Jagannath, how he appeared. And he told us that initially he was carved from a big log that had come in from the ocean. So we got the idea that we had to get a big log that had come in from the ocean. And we lived in San Francisco, that's where this took place, so it was right by the ocean. And we went to a salvage yard that had all kinds of stuff that comes in from the ocean, and we found a very large log, which was then cut into three pieces. And this log that came in from the ocean transformed itself into Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev. And these were the first installed deities to be worshipped in ISKCON. And this was the beginning of deity worship in ISKCON. What you see now in terms of deity worship, in terms of the actually very lavish deity worship, compared to how simple it was in those days. For the first year, Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev were on a very simple platform that was raised. Srila Prabhupada told Shyam Sundar to make a raised platform. So he took that very literally. He said it should be raised, and Shyam Sundar had the idea it should be really raised. So it was so tall that we had to get up on a ladder to even get to it. And the deities were put up there. And then Srila Prabhupada said there should be lights and there should be canopy. And he explained that the canopy should be blue with gold fringe. So Shyam Sundar constructed a sort of a frame for the canopy, and Jamuna and Harsharani made the canopy and put the fringe on. But for the first year, Lord Jagannath was just there with his brother and sister. They weren't dressed. They were just as they were carved and very beautifully and meticulously painted. And then Srila Prabhupada said there should be lights. And Shyam Sundar put some little colored lights. I mean, they were quite big, actually. They were green and red and yellow, corresponding with the deities. And he put flashers, so the lights were going on and off, on and off. And Srila Prabhupada liked that effect very much. So then, in July, this was finally by April, in July, he told us about Rathayatra Festival. And so the first Rathayatra Festival was in July of 1967 in San Francisco. And although he had explained it was a hand-pulled cart, the best we could do at short notice was a truck that had a flat bed on the back end. And we decorated that and put the deities on it and had a kirtan party on it. We took flowers and decorated it. And then we went from the beginning of Golden Gate Park down to the ocean. In those days, Srila Prabhupada and the San Francisco devotees would very often go to the ocean and have Harinam Sankirtan in the sunset. And after the end of the kirtan, Srila Prabhupada would say, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the Pacific Ocean. So, yeah, he used to say like that. So we took Lord Jagannath to that very same place that we would meet with Srila Prabhupada and had a wonderful experience, a wonderful kirtan. And then the very next year, 1968, Srila Prabhupada informed us when it was time for Rathayatra that we had to make clothes for Lord Jagannath. So we were looking at each other, what does this mean? And Shyam Sundar was particularly shocked at those who cover up the painting, because he was very you know, that was his service to paint them, and he was very proud how well he did it. But Jamuna and Harsharani, they looked at the drawing that Srila Prabhupada made, and they made the first outfit that was then the beginning of dressing the deities, had a turban, peacock feather for Lord Jagannath. And on that wonderful Rath Yatra, then they were debuted in their beautiful paraphernalia. And we had a hand-pulled cart that was constructed by Shyam Sundar and Jayananda Prabhus. And so that was like the second beginning, because the first beginning was just to establish Rath Yatra. But on 1968, Rath Yatra was firmly established with a hand-pulled cart and many kirtan parties, because Prabhupada told us there should be more than one, and lots of prasadam distribution. So it's a very, very wonderful event here today that is perfectly following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And even though it seems funny that in St. Louis, which has been so long established, this is the only first Rath Yatra, it was a wonderful Rath Yatra. And as Maharaj said, next year, double the crowd, triple the crowd, etc., etc. Because why does he come out of the temple? To allow us all, to those persons who do not get to go into the temple otherwise, to see his beautiful smiling face. So we're all devotees, we get to see him all the time. But there's so many people out there who don't have that opportunity, and we have to bring them. And we have to bring Lord Jagannath in such a way that they see him and get take the advantage of his merciful glance. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj Prabhupada Swami has nicely described the history of Rath Yatra and the life of Srila Prabhupada. And Malati Mataji has nicely given us the pastime of Srila Prabhupada establishing Rath Yatra in ISKCON for the first time. Only 42 years ago. So, it was so nice actually to see this Jagannath Rath Yatra happen in St. Louis. And I know it took a lot of organization from the devotees. And let's give a hand to all those devotees that helped out. We were, prasadam so nicely set up. Everything is there. Plus we had the good fortune of having the association of Shasti Var Prabhu leading wonderful kirtan, one of the great kirtan leaders in ISKCON today. That was so wonderful. Kalki Prabhu came down from Chicago. That was so nice. He brought in the Maha Lord Jagannath Didi with him. That's going to be in the Bud Billiken Parade on August 8th. So you can all plan to go to that later on too. And so we were very fortunate to have this wonderful Jagannath Rath Yatra in St. Louis. And as Malati was mentioning, she foresees that this will increase and increase. And we really hope, by the mercy of Prabhupada Swami and all the assembled Vaishnavas, that Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra in St. Louis becomes an annual and ever-increasing blissful festival as it started out today. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagannath Swami ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Hari.